Busy week as always, Senator. The Education Committee, we've not had an update on how the Senate Education Committee has been progressing so far this session.
Well, the session is moving along. We have finished 8 weeks. We have two more weeks to go until spring break in the middle part of March, and then we'll come back for just 8 more weeks. And so the whole session lasts 18 weeks, so we're nearing the halfway point. And so a lot of activities going on, both on the committee level and also then on the entire Senate floor.
A meeting coming up this week for the Senate Education Committee with 3 bills, I believe, on the docket right now.
What I try to do as chairman of the Education Committee is to hear from as many senators as possible when they have some issues that they want to address, and we do that through the committee process. And so on the Education Committee this week, Senator Lavota from the Independence area has a bill, Senate Bill 258, that deals with reducing the number of school board members on the Kansas City School Board from 9 down to 7. There's also something in there about a recall provision, which is kind of a unique concept, and so I'm not sure how the committee will actually vote on that. I have a bill, Senate Bill 293, that deals with long-term ground leases of university property. We passed this last year. It dealt with all the universities except for University of Missouri because they're under a separate statute. We passed it last year overwhelmingly, but when one of the universities tried to actually enter into a long-term agreement, their bond counsel, their legal counsel, basically said that we needed to remove a sunset provision because it sunsets in a few years. They felt in order to do long-term leasing that that sunset needed to be removed. So it's a bill that we would call a consent bill that usually is not very controversial. And so that's the status I'm going to look for.
Visitors to the Capitol, to your office as well. I believe the moniker is STEM, and that's what it stands for.
Yeah, there was a statewide initiative called STEM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Mathematics, dealing both K-12 as well as higher education. There were 10 universities that had displays in the rotunda. University of Central Missouri had a really, really cool display. It's basically a, I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of a computer-generated tool and die making kit, and so they're making little motorcycles out of plastic. Basically, it would just create one from an original model. So it was very fascinating, and people were watching how that was done. So really captivated a lot of people. Things have kind of returned to normal in the Capitol. You know, the last 2 weeks with the weather and things like that, we haven't had too many visitors, but they're making up for lost time. So we had a lot of visitors in the Capitol this week so far.
And as you talk about the approach to the middle of the session now, after lawmakers return the last week of this month, that's pretty much getting into crunch time with the last couple of months remaining in session, month and a half even.
It is, and, you know, a lot of the legislation that's done is it's designed that it takes 9, 10, 12 weeks to go through the process. And so it's too late to introduce new legislation on the Senate side. I believe the House has another month or so, but we're getting to that halfway point, and so now most of the Senate bills should be heard in committee, start to be heard on the Senate floor if it has a chance to pass the House of Representatives as well.